today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, you played that Kurt Russell Christmas Chronicles clip. That's the original, right?
That's the first one. I liked the second one okay.
Suspend disbelief, but I thought it was so busy and so insane.
One of the greatest things about one was the surprise reveal at the end of Mrs. Claus, and now we got to look at Goldie Hawn the whole movie, and every time she blinks her eyes, her toes curl because her skin is so tight, so it's a little upsetting to see. If you want a CGI, take out some elves and make Goldie look like she did 10 years ago.
You want me to do you a cameo?
Yeah, you. But there is a chip in you, and I love you. When that thing tells you need to do something, you're like, I'm not going to do that.
Like if I get instructions?
Yeah.
Like directions on what I'm supposed to do?
It's demanding.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Naughty, naughty, naughty.
That's the magician. That's the evil magician. Then you got Jackie Vernon, who's Frosty.
And
you
know, tomorrow,
hello, Karen.
I don't want to tip my hand. Tomorrow we will have the Miser Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Those guys, right? Why doesn't he drive a sand buggy?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it's official. I've got the O'Mara poof right here. That's where it's just a little leg.
Can we rename that?
Like somebody, the O'Mara poof, like a little puff of hair.
Like a hair dollop.
Right in the middle of my head, right there.
I'm
growing it out. I'm growing it out. I'm going to grow it to my shoulders.
Well, that'd be good.
So hopefully by Las Vegas, I'll have it down to my shoulders. And I'm very optimistic about Las Vegas, by the way, even talking to our listeners. But I have to say, yesterday, watching the coverage of that first responder getting the vaccine was so
cool, right?
It was the first time, I think, that I've watched the news where I was just giddy. It was so pleasant to see. And she, the one, I didn't see the very first lady get the vaccine, but I saw one of the ladies, I think in New York, had a mask on and her eyes were smiling.
Yes.
After she got the vaccine. And to see the people that are on the front lines that have been taking care of people get that kind of beginning of that peace of mind was right there, right in my ticker, right in my gut.
I was really happy. It's amazing because in a year that's been filled with so much good news, to see something that really, really makes you smile, it's got to be great.
Yeah, take the win.
Listen, I wanted to get something off my chest, and it's this guy that that I have, I think, had fun with in the past, Alex Jones, where I've done the impression of him. And he was in town over the weekend, like he's at every major function. He jumps around and goes to a lot of these protests.
In Florida, or he's in town?
I think he was in D.C.
It was in D.C. What was the name of the rally? There was a name for it.
Stop the Steal, I think.
No, it was the Jericho March.
The Jericho March?
Yes.
So the guy has been around for a long time, and he's a very, very successful online personality. He has many more subscriptions and listeners than I do. So let's start with
networks.
That. He does very, very well. And imagine, this is what I always get back to with this guy. And I think I'm guilty because I think that occasionally you have to take people seriously. And maybe I was as guilty as anybody else for not taking this guy seriously and identifying a guy who I think is just dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can, as broadcasters, I can get on and do my little impression that he has with that little Texas accent that he thinks makes him sound so authoritative on every little thing that he's got there. Sounds very much like a preacher,
like a
Texas preacher when you listen to him. This is where I come down after listening to what I consider to be a thinly veiled threat against the president-elect. Didn't care for that. A lot of people, he's got a lot of backlash, and he deserves it. And he deserves to be, look, I'm not going to tell you what I'd like to see happen to the guy, whether I want him thrown in jail, whether I want to, but I'm not here to do that. What I am saying, though, is guys like this, I think we have to be careful in this time we're in right now, we have to pay attention to people like this, because regardless of what his motives are, there are the little minds that are out there that can take him seriously. If you don't know who I'm talking about, Alex Jones, he is a conspiracy theorist and a show host. And whenever I think about him, the first time I even became aware of the guy was Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
And when it comes to Alex Jones, imagine, if you will, for just a second, that you are the parent of a 6 or 7 year old. I'm the father of a 7 year old right now, who goes to school and dies in a shooting massacre. Mm. The level of when things didn't change with the United States and our perception of guns after that, I knew they never would. It's 40 minutes from where I live, where I grew up, and it's a beautiful little town, gorgeous little town in the middle of Connecticut. And after you go through a tragedy like this, how would you feel as a parent if very shortly thereafter some douche gets on and starts calling it a hoax? A guy with a tremendous amount of juice and a lot of listeners, and I can't even imagine what that must have been like to have this. By the way, he was sued because of it eventually.
Yeah.
You had parents, this one particular individual, Lenny Posner, who really had to go into hiding,
right,
because he was threatened with death from one of Alex Jones's fans. And Alex Jones would say, by the way, during the trial that he suffered from psychosis. And he said he admitted that I've had a chance, he said, quote, to believe the children died and it's a tragedy. Well, that's great. After you do your yelling and your inciting, then you come back and say, I have psychosis and I think everybody's trying to cheat. I don't care about that. I'm just making a point that a guy like this needs to be delegitimized.
Yes.
And needs to be watched because he's influencing people. There's scary stuff going on right now, and it worries me. And I hate saying this, especially after the day that the Electoral College made
good
Joe
news.
Biden,
good news.
Yep. You know, made it official yesterday. Let me tell you something. If 2020 is the year of the bully, Alex Jones is one of the point people for bullying. I know guys like this. Everybody knows people like this. You know people like this in real life. You know people like this at a party who will shout you down, who will scream at you. And, you know, it brings a lot of anger. I bring a lot of anger, but usually it's at my own expense, and I get mocked for it when I do it. I get mad at little things that, you know, happen on the show.
You can laugh at yourself, at least.
But yeah, of course. You have to.
You think Alex Jones laughs at himself?
What's that?
Do you think Alex Jones laughs at himself?
Well, I wish I really feel sometimes like I'm not doing this this little rant I'm having here justice because I haven't listened to enough of him. Just the high points, because if you listen to him, he sounds like a very reasonable guy.
Yes, he does.
The enemy has been forced out in the open. World government is here.
Thank you.
He
seems no. It's just that when he said what he said the other day, something along the lines of Joe Biden will be removed. Whether he likes it or not.
Headline.
You know, that's crap, man. That's threatening the president of the United States.
Yep.
If anybody else did that,
come on.
When did it become? I mean, when did this people like this get away with so much? I remember doing the old Don and Mike show. They cracked down on us for anything. Right. That was sexual content or anything like that. And we didn't do one third of this, but it's okay if you're supporting these conspiracy theories. By the way, the very nature of conspiracy theories, if I wanted to get on the air every day and talk about conspiracy theories, it's fantastic. You know why? Because you don't need any evidence.
No.
Does that sound familiar? You don't need any evidence of anything. You just continuously
spin,
bang the drum of these conspiracies. It's just... You don't have to provide evidence. You know, there are secret people out to get you. They're going to get you. The goblins are going to go. And then you just spout everything that pops into your head. And it's frustrating, you know, because what I get from Alex Jones when I listen to him, and you listen to, you know, this kind of talk.
We will never back down to the satanic, pedophile, globalist, New World Order. And they're walking dead. reanimated corpse Joe Biden. And we will never recognize him. Trump, President Trump had zero connection to Russians. No proof, 4 years of investigation. With the Bidens, it's open and shut. So I don't know who's going to the White House in 38 days, but I sure know this. Joe Biden is a globalist, and Joe Biden will be removed one way or another.
All right, that's a death threat.
Yeah, he's inciting a death threat.
Any way you slice that, that to me is what that is. So that's what I got everybody talking. Globalist, the new world order. The globalists are the new world order. They are pedophiles. They are trying to control you. They are going to try the state. They are trying to take God out of the world. It's his thing.
And also, yeah,
I've heard that term.
Globalists would be, people that the new world order, which
Illuminati?
Is global.
Yeah.
What's that?
Okay. Also, the Illuminati? And not able to put United States first. He's obviously a nationalist, not a globalist.
Yeah,
and also know that how carefully that was phrased, although he wants to appear it to be off the cuff, Joe Biden will be removed one way or another. That's a carefully phrased death threat that removes all possible, guilt to him. He's trying to incite violence while staying away. He doesn't want to get his hands dirty.
Well, and I've done a deep dive on conspiracists, and they just love to make the dramatic proclamation.
Of course,
but they don't have anything to back it up with. And I believe in having a completely open mind. I believe that about extraterrestrials. I think that we'd be foolish to be closed-minded enough to say there's not a chance. It's just the universe is too vast.
Right.
And I've always, thought that there's got to be something out there. But at the same time, I don't sit there, it's coming Tuesday. The ships will arrive. They are going to land on the lawn. It is so similar to what the phony evangelical preachers of the 1980s did. When you'd find out that they, were bilking their fans and building, houses for themselves,
and
it's very similar.
To the traveling religion shows of the 30s. I mean, it's got a history.
You don't need any evidence for it. You just need people to believe. That's all that matters.
You find a hungry mind and you prey on it, and you just keep feeding it.
I made a list here at the heart of the screaming hate speech. You call Hillary a child murderer. Said it on his show.
Right.
Quote, she personally has murdered children. That's what he says. And then he qualifies it later. But he says it initially, you see. Then he qualifies it. I was referring to policies that way. Well, no, you weren't. You called her that. And you say that, and then it's out there, and it's over. Calling liberals pedophiles. Saying the president-elect will be removed one way or the other. All of this stuff. That Pizzagate deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where a guy shot into a children's pizza place in Washington, D.C. Comet Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on and on and on. I just think he's dangerous. And I think what the most dangerous thing you can do with people like this, Joe Rogan, is legitimize them and give them a platform and a forum. It's not free speech. It's hate speech. There's a difference. There's a difference when what you're saying has a chance of inciting someone to do something that will harm others. As we have gotten more divided, as we have gotten more intense with this, as you've had threats to sitting governors to be kidnapped and murdered, and you get these guys that are wearing Kevlar vests and are holding flags and holding weapons, you get people. I just have a sense that something's going to happen, and it's not good, and it's time to keep eyes on people and call them out.
Am I wrong to think that the majority of people know that Alex Jones is a wackadoo? Like,
I wish I could answer
that.
Yeah,
that's hard
to say. I have no answer.
There are podcasts dedicated. There are other shows dedicated to make fun of Alex Jones.
And that's that's cool, but then
Twitter has banned Alex Jones.
Right, right.
So it's not like, I think it's a known fact that he's
still
an extreme.
And he's still there, Austin.
People out there that don't take Twitter. And these are the people that are at this rally cheering at the notion that Joe Biden is a Satanist, globalist, or whatever he said. And that's what frightens me, is that he can draw a crowd still. And yeah, you know what? If 50% of the world knows he's crazy, there's 50% that doesn't.
I do not know about what his motives are.
Right.
He has been handsomely rewarded for this behavior, mm-hmm. for channeling
for
his anger into this. But well, let me go down the line here. I wrote down some of the Pizzagate. Fan of Jones shoots up a friendly kid pizza parlor in D.C. because he thought Hillary ran a demonic. Mm-hmm. He uses demons a lot.
He likes that.
Demons, Satan, demons, Satan, satanic demons. A demonic pedophile ring in the basement. Or that the government has weather weapons that cause storms. Now, listen, I'm not even prepared. Weapon.
That'd be great.
I'm not prepared to dispute whether there's technology being investigated for weaponry on all levels. There are a lot of weird guys that are doing it. I just don't believe what he says, that they're causing the storms. Just don't believe it. Most people would
like a
there's
hurricane
no evidence.
Buster.
victims of Parkland, that crisis actors. That Jesus. Or Robert Mueller is a demon and a pedophile. I think that happened when the impeachment was going
right.
on. Or when he issues the thinly veiled threat to the president of the United States. Don't look the other way when it comes to this guy. That's all I wanted to say about
it. Is it tough?
You know?
Oh God, Mike, I don't want to be.
And he's still thriving though.
I know.
He's still the guy that gets the platform to go out there and and he says he's not. A lot of people will say he's a conspiracy theorist, anti-government. Well, no, he's not anti-government. He's for one type of government.
There's one part of government that he likes a lot.
Yeah, that's why he spoke at a Trump rally.
But
stop the steal. Go ahead.
Don't you think that. If anything, this last administration has taught us that, we had a governor like plotted against to be kidnapped and who knows what afterwards.
Oh,
and the commander in chief didn't come out and say, hey, that's nonsense. Like, we can't do that. Like, the leader of the free world doesn't say that.
Yeah,
that
right. Yeah, there's responsibility that's right? That's why I think you're right, Oscar. That's why it's the perfect storm of all this stuff. And I guess I'm kind of coming out and saying I've had more fun with this guy. And I had Rob grab me some of this tape from Alex Jones. And
I'll admit it. I will eat my neighbors. I'm not letting my kids die. I'm just going to be honest. My superpowers, being honest, I've extrapolated this out.
I can't do it. I can't play the clips. I hate that so much. That it's just, it's
I think you've condemned him in the past in the way you've made fun of him. I don't think you've
probably,
ever taken
probably.
It like,
I just
we've done a deep,
it.
We've done a deep dive and we've actually gone into his past and we've theorized in the past, and I'm not so sure anymore, but we theorized in the past that he was just doing a DJ act. But I think
all those guys start out that way.
Yeah.
I think Rush Limbaugh starts out
sure,
that way.
Sure, sure.
I think that, and by the way, he's a DJ. He's been rewarded for this behavior. You know, it's what do you mean not for long? Yeah. That he got canned?
Yeah. No. We've got a diagnosis.
What's that?
Oh, that's right.
There's a diagnosis.
Rush is not well.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, Rush is, but the... You reward there's no. I will even put
Oscar,
the right wing pundits on one side, on another side. It's different.
It is.
They are political. They are very, very, very political, and that's what they. That's their lane. That's they. You can argue all day long about the politics of it, and you've got guys that have come out and said something. This is. I just think that. I don't know what I'm trying to say here, other than be mindful of guys like this. This guy, but I will never forgive this guy, and I don't have a child involved. I'm just from the state where it happened, and my empathy for those parents, for someone that has had to go into hiding because of death threats from a absolute thimble brain that listens to Alex Jones, who has no regard whatsoever about what comes out of his big fat mouth about the consequences of this microphone and what this can incite people to do. It just worries me, and just to be aware. This is like being aware of somebody if you're on an airplane. Remember after 9/11,
yes.
We all went into airplanes. Oscar used to talk about getting profiled every 5 minutes when he would go on a flight, still does. How about that level of vigilance being offered to guys that are saying things violence?
Look, I appreciate where you come from, and I completely agree with you. I just think that that's a pipe dream, because these guys have been spouting off, whether it's Alex Jones or anyone else in our past.
Right. You might be,
and they just will, and they continue to be rewarded.
But you got to just do the best you can. And Mike, you said something else that I think needs to be restated and underscored, is that people need to stop giving him a platform. He has a platform.
And the most successful person in our business, Joe Rogan, who has some great content. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Joe Rogan has some fascinating discussions. Joe Rogan is a phenomenal analyst for MMA. I love listening to him do that. I think he does a great job. His level of enthusiasm is infectious, and he adds to those broadcasts. When it comes to this kind of I don't care, I believe everybody should have a forum type of thing, you shrug your shoulders and you let a guy bloviate for 2.5 hours, you are giving him, there are people in your audience that are going to be, your audience is so massive that it's going to get, I worry about the people that take this stuff to heart.
Yeah.
It is a free country, but there gets to, you know, we are all, speech is protected, but there are caveats to
yes.
that. Speech that incites violence is not protected. And this guy has made a career out of sounding as though he is going to pull out a weapon and blow your head off. He does. His tone sounds like that.
Threatening. You know?
You look at the miserable globalist. You look at people like Bill Gates. And you look at people like Mark Zuckerberg and the rest of them. They are.
Okay, see the way. Who am I going to pick? Okay, this is not about necessarily the globalists. You're talking about the guys that have the money, the guys that are going to really piss all these people that feel like they've been let down, that feel like the system has screwed them personally. He's ready for that.
Yeah,
and we should all be aware of it. I just don't think it's enough when you get this going on.
And you live life through a completely different lens. We have different friends, different people we interact with. And I'm not saying that's a bad circle or a good circle.
Explain what you mean by that, because I don't hear anybody
talk about Alex Jones within earshot of my life that doesn't think he's crazy.
I don't look at it as a different lens. I think that what I look at with this situation is, I look at what was said this past weekend in Washington, D.C., and then I go back and I reflect on...
He's a human garbage can.
I reflect on behavior, Oscar, that would have ended careers.
Like him going out and getting in front of it and calling it fake news and a hoax. That in itself should have canceled him.
Canceled him totally.
Yes.
I'm doing what he's doing. I'm saying just ended a broadcasting career where he wouldn't be on there. But there's so much, that, and it gets to a bigger issue. There is so much hate in this country right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The people in power, this goes to you too. You got to figure out a way to make people happier in this country. It's not all on the government, but man, oh man, not everybody out there. And I think everybody in every city in America, you see a lot more people standing on the street with signs in front of them. People are hurting right now. Yeah. I hope to God that there is a way, and I'm not totally optimistic about it, that we can just make a better life, because this hate is so, so pervasive, and not only in the United States, in the world. And I think when you hear a guy like Alex Jones just make bank on it, it just pisses me off. It's such a dishonorable way to exist. And I don't know if he says, if he testifies in open court that he's got psychosis, well, he's good at that, taking channeling that in. But, man, do we reward that. I mean, if you do the hate number in America, my God, it is cash your ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Cash your ticket. Because you know what? You do Howard fought the sex police forever on his show. And he did the hate speak, but he did more of the naughty speak.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Howard had his moments that I didn't agree with when he was really
good. You have opposites to all of that. Look, and I get it. It's frustrating. And maybe because I think I followed Alex Jones's career closer because Pony Boy and I work so closely together, and he's obsessed with the man. Not in the way that he loves the guy. But
and also, Oscar, you look to him as a mentor.
He listens to the podcast that basically makes fun of everything Alex Jones says.
Do we have Pony's microphone?
Yes,
I'm right here.
All All right. So we're gonna let we're gonna talk to him, even though we said we weren't gonna talk to him anymore because we might fire him. Let me just talk.
He's on double secret probation.
You're on triples, Pony. Am I missing anything significant? Am I missing any big chunks here about this guy?
No, I think you're absolutely right about how dangerous he is, but I think the only thing that I don't think you guys have heard enough of is his vitamins. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's just hawking these crap vitamins.
And is he not taking some of these products and labeling them as cures for the coronavirus?
Oh, yeah. Early on, wasn't it silver? There was a silver-infused vitamin, wasn't there, Pony?
Yeah, silver-infused toothpaste. And he was saying that it would help, like, kill the virus as it enters your mouth. And then the FTC shut that down. He didn't stop trying to sell it. Then he got a DUI. And then he got sued again and had to shut everything down. He's gone through so many problems in court, but none
bad
of that
divorce
really
too, right? Didn't he go through a bad divorce?
Yeah, we all get divorced once in a while.
Let's go back, just for fun, let's go back 130 years. Let's say it's 130 years ago, and there's a guy that travels town to town and talks about how everyone's out to get you, but he can save you if you buy his nerve tonic.
Yeah,
this is no different than a plot. This is no different from a plot from a Western. It's the same play over and over
again. The only difference is when those guys probably wouldn't walk, you know, walk to the shootout at the OK Corral, Rob, and go, these are all crisis actors. These are all crisis actors. They're on the ground. Don't believe that man is bleeding from the chest.
Mr. Holiday is not really a doctor.
Well, I'll ask you one other question. But the guy's dangerous, man. He's dangerous.
He's extremely dangerous. He's also a terrible broadcaster. You're talking about how he's a DJ. If you ever hear him like interview people, he will eat on the air. Like, he'll ask people questions, and then while they're answering the questions, he'll eat his lunch.
His McDouble.
And then if they, so if they stop answering the question too soon, you'll hear him like,
can you rephrase that? This Whataburger. Let me put down. Let me put down this Whataburger. So
horrible.
So the weather. The weather weapons.
Weather
weapons we're using today. See, I can't do it.
Pony,
I can't help myself.
How long have you been listening to that podcast that just makes fun of Alex Jones?
Knowledge Fight. Probably about a year, and they're very funny guys, and they go through the same thing. They make fun of Alex, but they also point out when he's being extremely dangerous and just saying things like, you know, I don't advocate violence, but if someone were to stand up for God.
Gay frogs. By the way, you pull up major universities, folks, and I'm not thinking it's gay people. The point is that atrazine artificially demasculates men, it overfeminizes women, and causes cancer.
There is a style here where it is so authoritative.
Yeah,
where you scream, and it drives me nuts.
I had a great professor, Mike, in college, Dr. Wickstrom, and he said, "Beware the person that doesn't see any gray to an issue. If it's totally a black and white issue, if they're absolutely right and there's no room for discussion, that person is stupid." And that's
you
what
look at the miserable globalist. You look at people like Bill Gates, and you look at people like Mark Zuckerberg and the rest of them, they are miserable slaves of Satan.
There you are.
And Pony, don't call him Alex anymore. I don't like that.
By the way, I'm no fan of Mark Zuckerberg either. I don't like Mark Zuckerberg. I like Bill Gates. I think Bill Gates does an awful lot of good in the world.
Don't you think the Microsoft Surface should be better, though?
Yeah.
I heard it was satanic.
For everything they put together.
Oscar, you ever fantasize about writing a letter and going, hey, Bill, I just want to say I'm a big fan. You think you could peel off one or two to help a struggling podcaster? I fantasize about that sometimes.
I live in reality. I just know that's not going to happen.
Well, I wouldn't do it. I fantasize about it. You're accusing me of writing a letter, Bill Gates, when I never did anything. You're a crisis actor.
Mike, whenever you write a letter like that, you're truly acting like a globalist. Cut it out.
Yeah, cut it out. But to wrap this all up, Alex Jones, really, all in all, I think he's a nice guy. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Santa Claus?
Live and in person. One night only.
You two okay?
Yeah. You look so different.
Why? Because I'm not a big fat slob?
No, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, that's okay, Kate. Guess it's understandable. I mean, who can eat millions of cookies in one night and not get fat, right? Well, I can.
Can you go ho-ho-ho?
I don't go ho-ho-ho. That's a myth. Fake news.
Sorry.
What did you do with my sack of presents?
It flew off the sleigh.
Oh, not good. Not good at all. Reindeer must have broken off somewhere over Lakeshore Drive.
Lakeshore Drive?
We're in Chicago, young lady.
That means we traveled thousands of miles in like 30 seconds.
Epic!
You mean epic disaster. If I'm not up and running in the next couple of hours, half the continent's not gonna get presents, and that, well, that can never happen.
So if you brats don't get presents, it's not the end of the world.
That's just the kind of lame garbage I'd expect from a lost believer. You listen to me, Teddy Pierce. Tonight, young boys and girls all over the globe are waiting, hoping, expecting Santa Claus to arrive. And if I don't, you don't want to know what happened the last time I couldn't make my rounds.
Yes, we do. Tell us.
You've heard of the Dark Ages. Read about all those wars in school?
Yeah, sure, but... Wait, those happened because you missed Christmas?
Christmas spirit is more powerful than you could ever imagine. People need Christmas to remind themselves of how good they can be. Without it, well, Christmas simply must endure.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We're live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. That was a crispy opening, wasn't it?
Nice.
That was a Christmassy opening.
Nice.
Not crispy, Christmassy. We're heard all over. Bradenton, Florida. Angels Camp, California. Grand Forks, North Dakota. Is it what hero?
North Hero.
Vermont
North Hero.
Michael?
North Hero.
North Hero. North Hero, Vermont, Michael Colburn. Truro, Iowa. Mercedes, Uruguay. And the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Did I pronounce Uruguay correctly there, Oscar?
Yes, Uruguay. You said it very nicely.
Uruguay.
You go your way, I'll go my way.
Okay. Second day for that joke.
Yeah, I liked it.
That's a good one.
I told Shannon about it. I said, Brian made a funny joke today. He said, oh, really? The first time ever.
Oh, she's fun.
Globalist! Wow, interesting. As we wind down to the holiday. Quite interesting. Crash diet's always temporary. If you want to keep those pounds off, you have to adjust your lifestyle. That's why I love Noom. Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and gives you the tools you need to ditch bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It has literally everything at a glance. I absolutely love it. Ultra helpful when you're cooped up at home, especially during the holidays.
Yes.
Oscar loves Noom, and Carla has never looked better. Wow, does she look good? Wow. Wowzy woo woo.
She really should put on a sexy elf outfit for Christmas.
Maybe I'll talk her into doing that for our next live
get. I love that.
You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you played that Kurt Russell Christmas Chronicles clip. That's the original, right?
That's the first one. I liked the second one okay.
Two well, if rough. You suspend disbelief, but I thought it was so busy and so insane.
One was
and so
a delight.
CGI.
Well, one like of the surprise.
One of the greatest surprise. Things about one was the surprise reveal at the end of Mrs. Claus. And now we got to look at Goldie Hawn the whole movie. And every time she blinks her eyes, her toes curl because her skin is so tight. So it's a little upsetting to see. You want a CGI? Take out some elves and make Goldie look like she did 10 years ago.
I did like the only thing about the second one is I like the big fat kid being the elf. That was kind of cool. You know, but
that's a delayed one for me for Goldie. Sorry about that.
Yeah, Goldie. With a 7-year old, I have to, as I was listening to that, I'm saying, you know what? I'm going to make a note to enjoy this more because I've got a kid that's right on the cusp now. He's starting to ask the questions. Dad, you know,
numbered.
About Santa. They're numbered. Next year, we probably won't have the Santa, but he is so. He has gotten today. He woke up. He's practically flying out of bed. He's so excited. And I love it. And it's so sad when they ask, and you know they're hearing from some of the other kids that probably have older brothers and sisters.
That's where it's from.
About the whole Santa. I said, well, the important thing is to believe in Santa.
Yeah.
That's the important thing. And, you know, I feel like I'm a Hallmark movie when I'm talking to him.
Make him believe in Belsnickel, who is the name of the bad elf.
The bad elf.
Belsnickel. The one that looks like Adrian Garcia.
That was, could they cram enough forced plot into one? Do you get the impression they go into a writer's room and everybody gets to say?
They said, like, I feel like they said, hey, we're going to film this. If this goes well on Netflix, we're going to film it again really quick.
Right away.
And then it seemed like at the end the pandemic hit, so they had to jam a ton of production into the last 3 days.
Yeah, I got the feeling it's like, don't put away any props. Don't tear down any sets. No. Take five for lunch, and we're shooting the Belsnickel episode.
Oh, by the way, and you know, I read my son at bedtime. I read him the Polar Express last night, and the Polar Express is nothing like the movie. The book award.
Oh, the book
is kind of like straight ahead and a very simple plot. That's what I like about it. I like simple plot. You're Frosty the Snowman. Yes. You got your simple plot, right? Mm-hmm. Frosty melts. That's the problem. Yeah. And then the Christmas wind, bingo. It's simple. It doesn't need to be too busy.
You know that's, hey, kids, you know that snowman you love so bad? He melted. That's the problem. He ain't a snowman no more.
That's not fair. That's not fair. I have a whole repertoire, by the way, of Christmas characters.
Oh, you do Jackie Vernon, who is Frosty as well.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Hello, Karen. Karen. And then, of course, narrated by Jimmy Durante, you know?
Yes, of course.
Karen went to the North Pole with Frosty. She was in the back car doing that. Rob's loving this. I do them all with that. You can throw all the characters in.
Can you do
naughty, naughty, naughty? That's the magician. That's the evil magician. Then you got Jackie Vernon, who's Frosty.
And
you know?
Tomorrow,
hello, Karen.
I don't want to tip my hand. Tomorrow, we will have the Miser Brothers. You know, the Heat Miser and the Snow Miser.
Oh, which, yes. Those guys, right? There we are.
Why doesn't Santa drive a sand buggy?
Why doesn't he drive a sand buggy?
Yeah. Weird stuff, all these voices. Yes, Oscar.
Doesn't the Polar Express have beautiful illustrations? Like, that's something nice to look
at. Oh, the book is beautiful. The book is beautiful.
It's a nice book. I hadn't read it. Father of the Year. We've had it a long time.
Well, you don't read.
Well, Carla does a lot more reading to Michael now than I do. And now it's a story.
Did Michael hit up your VO website and request?
Michael VO? Yeah. That did so well.
Can I get the Polar Express Papa, please?
I have an 8 o'clock read, and if you could have that delivered to me tomorrow night, that'd be great.
No, but it's great to see him right now because I'm treasuring it because I'm an older dad and I'm watching him and I know that it's gonna go. He's got one tooth gone, one tooth soon to go, and it's just
is that you or him?
Mild fallout too. I manipulated him into. What am I looking over my shoulder? He's at school. I manipulated him into. I said, "Well, what do you want? What do you really want for Christmas?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, I know you were talking about Caleb's bike that has the speed shifter.
Caleb, mm-hmm.
And would you? Well, hey, that's a neighbor. Shut up.
I know.
Stop with you. Just because your daughter had that guy that." You know, come on. So anyway, it's like he's got. So I sort of said, you were saying you like a bike like that? Maybe something like that? Yeah, I really would. Well, the bike's up in the rack in the garage.
Oh, that's cool.
Covered with a paint tarp. Right?
Awesome.
That's nice. So,
and
that's super
and I
sweet.
Even got a special wrapping thing. That's daddy's big Christmas thing. That's what.
Did you buy it assembled or did you have to assemble it?
Bought it assembled.
Smart.
Wheeled it out of the shop.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
And so it's just a great time. It's a great time for little ones. And I don't think that if you happen to, if you don't have a 7-year-old, rent one. Rent one this Christmas.
Oh, it's really, it's just probably it's probably 10 times more important to make it special because.
Well, it's so much fun. It's so much fun right now.
Yeah,
and even with the pandemic.
The pandemic, yeah.
Yeah, with the pandemic, you know, you can enjoy it as well, you know? I have to play the thing when I get that, okay?
Pandemic.
Thank you. The lady.
It's a very...
Pandemic.
Lady.
Thank you very much. It's fun. It's fun. So I'm enjoying it.
If this is, let's play devil's advocate here, if this is the last year of the magic...
We're next year, Dad. Santa doesn't exist.
Because I remember the last year, it was weird because Julia was 2 years older. The last year we went full. I mean, we like messed ashes up in the fireplace for when Santa came out, and we did the whole deal. Are you going to go all out to really do a full presentation, or what's planned?
I don't know yet, but I'm thinking right now, when I was listening to you play that clip, I'm thinking I'm going to do more, and I'm going to go all out this year to make it special.
What about the elf on the shelf? Did he ever come back around?
We didn't go with that. Good. Carla somehow has a big thing about Elf on the Shelf. Doesn't care for it, you know. And well, how about how old was Robert when he stopped believing in Santa?
We're telling him next week.
That's how you do it, ladies. That's why I had the fanfare standing by.
They don't need Elf on a Shelf, Oscar, because they have Mike on a bike.
Got it.
There you go.
Mike is he still doing his countdown calendar?
Yeah, he does that every morning, and he turned it today to 10 days. 10 big days. Day today. 10 days.
You know what you should absolutely do, Mike, and it's a lot of fun, and my kids loved this, on Christmas Eve, do the NORAD Santa tracker on the computer.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah.
And last night, when I was lying in bed reading him the Polar Express, about three, four pages in, he said, "I love you, Dad." He said, "Oh, that's such a sweet moment." Well, I realized he was probably just schmoozing me because he snuck the iPad into his bed for after he went to sleep. So, yeah, that's it. Get used to that. Yeah,
sure.
I think that's what it was all about. I said, "Did you say I love you just because you were schmoozing me?" And he looked at me like, "Oh, you did. All right. Yeah, great. That's fantastic."
It's good that he knows the word
such a tender, loving moment.
At that age, he knows the word schmooze.
They say, "Good night, Mom. I love you. You're the best." And it's like I'm hearing all these schmoozes. And now, you know, I got completely duped by my 7-year-old. You know, we got that iPad, though. Sat next to me the rest of the night while we watched Your Honor on Showtime. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody.
Hey, humans, it's me again, Winslow, the Boston Terrier. One of the worst things about being a dog is that I can't talk. It's wicked hard. Not only does it make it impossible to ask for treats, it also prevents me from being a TMOS talking head. Imagine how fun it would be to sit down on a Friday morning, hop on your Zoom, and shoot the shit with TMOS. That would be a wicked pisser. I can't do that because I'm a dog, but you can. Just email your info to rob@mikeomerishow.com with your contact info and why he should choose you. And if you're wondering how a dog that can't talk can voice a promo, don't overthink it, okay? Hey, Tom Brady, how you liking Tampa? Woof.
Thank you, Winslow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. This holiday season, the post office is going to be busier than ever. Luckily, Stamps.com can bring the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. Any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it, just use Stamps.com and schedule a pickup or just drop it off. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp, up to 40% off priority mail, and up to 62% off UPS shipping. And it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. It's no wonder over 900,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com just like us. Just like us.
Just like you. She chose you.
Yes. Hey, man. I love her, man. Sorry, I had to do a little something about me. Don't spend a minute of your holiday season at the post office. Sign up for Stamps.com instead.
There's no risk with the promo code TMOS. You get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale.
I hear the post office is busy, busy, busy.
Busy, busy, busy.
And there are no long-term commitments or contracts.
Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS, Karen.
That's Stamps.com and TMOS.
Stamps.com.
Never, never, never go to the post office again.
That commercial produced by Rankin Bass.
Thank you. Oh, that's right. Rankin Bass was the production company that had
that. Like to trim a lot of corners, Mike.
Rob, I was talking about watching Your Honor on Showtime, the new Bryan Cranston. I'm a huge Bryan Cranston fan. So many people are. You have a TV record. I don't know whether I can recommend Your Honor quite as much as I should.
Really?
So I'm not going to. I'm not going to give it a... Well, it's a little in your face. It's a little over the top. as far as I'm concerned.
Well, but I am.
You like that new show, Mank, which is on a movie platform.
And you know the thing
it's a movie. I haven't gotten through it yet.
Hollywood is at its best when it talks about Hollywood. And you can look back in history, like Singing in the Rain and Sunset Boulevard, or even as recent as Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Hollywood loves to talk about Hollywood. And this guy David Fincher, who did Seven and Zodiac and Gone Girl and Social Network, he took the story of the man who co-wrote Citizen Kane with Orson Welles and told it like the story of Citizen Kane in such a way that it is out of order. Now, when you watched, like, Oscar, probably the first movie you ever saw that was nonlinear was Pulp Fiction, right?
Yes.
When it was told the story and you pieced it together after the fact. Citizen Kane, when Welles put it out, I think in 1941, was groundbreaking because the story was told out of order, just like Pulp Fiction. It was told by different characters in Kane's life, and they do the same thing with Mank. Mank is the story of Herman Mankiewicz, who is actually the grandfather of Ben Mankiewicz, the host
on TCM.
The Turner Classic Movies host.
Okay.
But they shot it, honestly, on black and white film stock. They didn't shoot it and then convert it. This is a real black and white movie. No color version of this movie exists. They did the soundtrack mixed down in mono, just like they would in the 1940s, and it is a dazzling motion picture to look at. And the story is thrilling. Now, if you know anything about Hollywood of that age and the fact that Citizen Kane, they brought Welles into RKO Studios, and RKO was struggling, and they said, you can do whatever you want, because he was like a golden boy at that point.
By the way, can I interject one thing here about it? Because I haven't finished it yet, but it is the best impression of Orson Welles.
Oh, my God, it's so good!
Vocal impression of Orson Welles I have ever heard. Hopefully in the second half of the movie there'll be more of him.
There is.
I hope there
is. You get more of him, and it's great because they sort of keep him shrouded. You know, like you don't see
it. Is he doing that corn commercial?
No, but it's the young Welles. That's the thing. It sounds so much like him. It's eerie. And as a voice guy, I thought of you, Mike.
Peas grow there. This guy, Oscar, this guy.
And I never heard of him. Never heard of him.
Exactly like Orson Welles. Yes. I don't know how he looks as him, because I haven't seen him enough in the movie, but Gary Oldman plays the title character.
Jesus.
Ben Mankiewicz.
And it's a little broad. It's a little broad.
It is, but it's fun in that there are so many. Many real people represented it, real people of old Hollywood. And the backstory,
William Randolph Hearst is pretty good.
Yeah, you know, the Hearst the is great. And the thing is, Oscar, is that when Mankiewicz, the star, the topic here, was younger, he had a bad relationship with William Randolph Hearst, who was at one point the most powerful man in America because he was a newspaper.
Owned a bunch
publisher.
Of newspapers, so he had superpowers.
You know? So when they brought Welles into RKO and they said, you can make any movie you want, do anything you want, you have, you know, total approval, final cut, everything. Orson Welles decided to take on William Randolph Hearst in a very thinly veiled version of his life that revealed a lot of secrets.
Oh, wow.
And so he brought in Mankiewicz, who was at that time sort of in failing health, to really, really grind the axe because he hated Hearst as well. And there's just so much fascinating behind-the-scenes stuff.
Can I ask you this? Because I know you're a fan of that movie.
Yeah.
Will this make one of the great American classic films, Citizen Kane?
Which I've never seen.
Well, and you should. You should.
I don't know if I've lingered with it. Will this make it better to watch?
Yeah, absolutely. Here's something you got to know about Citizen Kane. I think a lot of people are put off because it's always called the greatest American movie ever made. And people think, well, it's got to be kind of like an artsy film or a boring film. It's really not. It is so entertaining. And this has really almost turned into a sort of a de facto nostalgia corner. But I really recommend watching them both, and I think you should probably watch Kane first and then follow it up with Mank. And I think this is, as I read some of the reviews that are popping up, it's only been out about a week and a half, I think. This is going to be Netflix's version of Roma for this year. I think they're going to make a play for some Academy Awards on this one.
Do you know the name of the actor that plays Louis B. Mayer in Mank?
No, I ran
great
down.
Actor.
He's great. And
great
you know,
actor.
What you see in Mank is a lot of familiar.
He was in Full Metal Jacket. He was in Moneyball, playing John Henry, the owner of the Red Sox.
You see a lot of familiar faces, but not a lot of names that I recognized. But Gary Oldman is I mean, he is. He doesn't
legendary
do bad
drunk.
Work.
A he, writer and a
oh,
drunk.
Great yeah. drunk when they open the case of booze.
Yeah,
in his hotel room. Gary Oldman doesn't make bad films, but this is a. I think this is a cut above. Anyone who has any interest in classic Hollywood or just beautiful filmmaking, you got to check out Mank
on
Netflix.
This, and I'm looking forward to finishing it up.
It's on Netflix.
I think you'd enjoy
it is on Netflix.
It's on the Netflix. It's really, really good stuff. And check it out. I think I'm going to do just that. I think I'm going to watch Citizen Kane. Then I'm going to watch Mank too, because it's I like it when they're taking shots at people, you know, the globalist world order.
There's a really great revelation about the word Rosebud, but I won't reveal it here.
Did you see my cue?
did
you
not.
See that means play the music.
We are behind. Sorry, Alex.
We are behind. You are trying to hijack the show.
Yeah.
Thank you. See? We'll take a break. Come back with more fun right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, everyone.
God damn it.
F*** you all. I swear to God.
F***ing menus.
I am freaking out.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record. And I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Hallelujah. Holy shit.
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself, honey. I don't even know why you're tripping with so many ways to chill and enjoy your favorite podcast. The Mike O'Meara Show is available on demand in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and even on Stitcher and Spotify. Subscribe on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode and you can relax.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Did you know homeowners are now $1 trillion richer thanks to the pandemic-driven housing boom?
Mm-hmm.
These numbers, coupled with another rate drop for the 14th time this year, means that Christmas has come early for anyone looking to refinance, to take cash out, lower their loan term, or remove PMI. You got to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone First is also ready, is already offering the new 2021 Fannie Mae loan limits, which means ultra low rates all the way up to $822,000. That's incredible. And Cornerstone delivers what they promise. Never bait and switches like those other guys who offer super low rates but don't tell you about origination points. Bah, humbug! Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. The folks at Cornerstone really do want to help you save money. And have I mentioned that Mark is a volunteer fireman?
It's true.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
If I mentioned that.
For years.
Rob just told me that. That's wonderful.
Decades.
There's good folks at Cornerstone First Financial. Call the only company that I recommend, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing, and Merry Christmas from Cornerstone.
Guess who closed a refi last night with Cornerstone?
You did?
My mother. Oh, I closed last week. Yes.
Mother.
The Spiewaks are jumping into that.
The Spiewaks love a bargain and firemen.
That's terrific. And Carla, did Joanna ever get back to us? No, she left. All right, anyway.
She's talking to Joanna.
Well, Joanna's waiting on my guy.
Oh, right.
My guy.
It's not midnight yet.
It's the holiday.
It sounds a little bit like O'Reilly.
Can't respond. Yeah. Yeah, my guy. Get back to Oscar at 11:37. Do it. Oscar, you didn't sleep on the couch last night. Is everything all right in the Santana household?
It's fine. For me,
it's fine.
My wife, Shannon finds a way to make it all about her when she goes to bed.
Oh, no.
And we have a small house, so when you're, you know, doing your routine at night in the bathroom, it gets loud.
Well, what is like a tap dance routine?
No,
what kind of routine
is it? Girls do to their face and the creams and whatever.
Oh,
you know,
her routine.
Mike knows about that.
Not your routine.
And Carla sells kits, if I'm not mistaken, for your skin. I've been trying to go to bed early.
Mike's routine
like
is falling.
What time have you been trying to?
10:30.
You've been in, by the way, he's been early on the show lately.
He has been, yes.
Trying to go to bed early, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't like to go to bed early. I'm fine with that.
Now, what time is early for you going to bed?
10:30. 11 o'clock.
See, that to me, that would be like 11 o'clock would be super late.
Yeah.
I went to bed like a toddler last night. I went to bed almost right after my kid went to bed.
And 10:30 and 11 seems to be, there's a lot of sway between there. If you're hitting 10:30, that seems to be a lot different than 11 to me, even though it's just 30 minutes.
If you make 10:30, if you're, you know, lights out, head on the pillow at 10:30, that's pretty reasonable.
It's different than 1 a.m. or 12:30 a.m., which right. is now her bit, which I'm fine with.
When I was in my 40s, I had a specific bedtime. Never.
So thank you. I'm in my 40s. She's in her 30s. She can still like get 4 hours or 5 hours and go to work and be productive and do her thing.
Right, right.
I need a little more time, I've realized. So I go to bed, and all I hear is a birdhouse being built, a bathroom being remodeled, a new web series that just came out, not just on her iPhone, but also on, somehow she's beamed it to her TV.
Is she in bed next to you?
Yes! Yeah.
And she's on her computer?
Yes. And I said, I've been doing this for a week now. Enough. I'm going to the couch. This was on Saturday night, which is not a big deal. It's a weekend night, but you got to get into the rest of
going to bed early. Get her some headphones. Yeah.
Mike, it's pointless. She has headphones. She has we have every Bluetooth headphone known to man because I buy them, and then I forget about them. And then she uses them. Like, it's just...
But does she use them when she's watching her home improvement shows?
No. She's building it. It sounds like she's doing things. She's
wait a minute. She's making the kind of racket that sounds like she's building a bird. I thought she was watching videos show you how to build a birdhouse.
No. She's building what sounds like a birdhouse in the other room, and I can hear everything.
Oh, I get it.
So then I just say, you know what? Enough's enough. I'm going to that little couch downstairs, and I'll be A-okay.
Everything's okay today, though? Did you sleep on the couch last night?
No.
Okay, all right.
I didn't just that one night. And
when you go down, do you bring a blankie and a pillow? How do you handle it?
No. I'm not very, I don't need a bunch of stuff. I'll take whatever's there, and then there's a throw blanket, and I'll just go to bed.
I see.
I'm good.
By the way, we have a midweek cocktail party show.
Yes,
coming
next Wednesday.
Wednesday evening, the next holiday party.
Wednesday. Yeah.
Right. This is a pandemic special, people. If this was a regular schedule, we would have been gone sooner.
Absolutely.
Just know that we're doing the best we can.
I told my buddy it was the 22nd, which was Tuesday night. I thought we were doing the 22nd.
Well, I'm down for either.
Wednesday night is the 23rd.
We needed a couple days in the new year. We can do 22nd.
22nd is great.
22nd. Yeah. So it's not Tuesday. Yeah. It's not Wednesday. It's Tuesday next week.
Tuesday.
Tuesday the 22nd, we are doing an evening show. So mark it on your
either
calendar.
Either night works for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's the 22nd is Tuesday, and we will have my friend Mark Miller from the Miller & Moulton show down
Miller.
Here in Florida.
Can I refer to him like Orson Welles? Your friend.
Your friend.
Your friend. If you've ever wanted to know, and
I'll bring your friend on the holiday show.
It is.
Well, here's the thing. I am asking you guys, should we have him during the regular show or the bonus hour? I think we should have him during the regular show.
Early
as a matter
on.
Of fact,
yes.
I think we should have him on the front end of the rate and then
gonna,
bring our wives
in. Yeah, he's going to judge you otherwise.
Can we do it that way?
Absolutely.
Can we do it that way? Yeah. We'll have him, and then we'll have him in the first segment for a good long segment, about a half an hour.
Yeah.
And that will be an opportunity for you, the listeners, to hear everything. If you've ever wanted to know the idiosyncrasies of me, the embarrassing moments of me on the golf course, he will be able to share that.
Was he there for your big loss?
No, but he texted me over the weekend. He texted me a good luck text after the first day.
When you got that, was it really a good luck text, or was it good luck in quotation marks?
No, it was good luck. It was good luck. He was rooting for me. He's a nice guy.
And also, the beauty of having him on in the first segment is that if it goes organically marvelous, he can stick around.
Yeah.
And if not, we just send him loose.
No, I think we have to make the hard out.
You do?
No,
it's a hard.
Yes.
All right. I don't want him there for the whole thing.
No. All right.
I just don't want. I
the way that we disrespect each other.
We'll be cocktail.
Gone.
And I'll be pre-gaming. Yeah. I'll be pre-gaming with that.
Oh, that's good news.
So it'll be. Yeah. What?
When you had a couple
sometimes
cocktails.
When you pre-game,
you are grumpy when you get here.
Yeah.
Really? I'll pre-game like right before the show.
Okay. What really gets us? What bites us in the ass, Oscar, is like a 3 or 4 beers at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and then big nap,
and then
that's terrible. Yes. I will never do that again.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Never do that, because then it's just, it's all shot for me. It's all shot to hell. All shot to hell!
What did I agree to this?
Globalist pedophiles! We have to take a break, and we will come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tonight, on an all-new Maddie and the Mayor, Maddie makes a new friend. And learns the true meaning of the holidays.
Let's face it, we all know that Christmas is a big commercial racket. It's run by a big Eastern syndicate, you know.
Then,
On the Speewax, hilarity ensues when Uncle Nicky comes to visit.
I bring you tidings of great joy.
God bless us, everyone.
It's all part of a December to remember. Watch it along with the Mike O'Mara Show on your favorite platforms, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and at MikeO'MaraShow.com. See you,
reindeer. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tis the season to give truffy.
Oh, yum.
Truff. Yummy.
I sincerely believe, as Bob Barker would say, I sincerely believe there is no food on God's green earth that wouldn't improve with the addition of truff hot sauce.
Had it last night, Mike. Carrie got some chicken breasts and cut them in thirds and cooked them in the air fryer. Mm. And with truff, forget about it. Unstoppable. So good. Well, it's a safety box.
So hungry.
So people can't steal your hot sauce.
There are my truff hot sauces right there.
Yum.
I haven't tried it on ice cream yet.
No, it's
not
that
out of the question.
Don't
this
do
stuff
that.
Is good. Truff is crafted with a signature blend of red chili, black truffle, organic agave nectar, and savory spices. Try the truff flagship hot sauce or the truff hotter hot sauce for those who can never get enough heat. Or treat yourself to the premium white truff hot sauce. Perfect heat blended with the taste of the luxurious and fragrant white truffle. Hulaud. It's more than a hot sauce. It's a showstopper! See for yourself why Truff is the biggest hot sauce on Instagram and TikTok. And right now, get 10% off site-wide when you see the promo code TMOS when you use it. Not when you see it, when you use it.
See it, then use
it. At Truff.com. 10% off everything, anything, including the White Truff VIP box and the Truff Variety Pack. Just in time for the holidays, just shop at Truff.com. That's T-R-U-F-F. Remember, FF is in fine flavor. .com. Use promo code TMOS, and we thank you in advance.
News. Nuss.
Boo. Now y'all here. The Electoral College has met and, as expected, gave the victory in last month's presidential election to Joe Biden.
What?
He received 306 electoral votes to President Trump's 232. Biden also won the popular vote by more than 7 million votes. In a speech after the announcement, Biden said, quote, "In this battle for the soul of America, democracy prevailed. We the people voted. Faith in our institutions held. The integrity of our elections remains intact. And so now it's time to turn the page to unite to heal."
So true.
Not going to happen.
Oh,
it was a great day for the Electoral College, and I was pleased because all their football games have been canceled. And they needed...
You still love when Bob Hope would introduce him, too.
Here they are. This guy's such an electee.
At the same time, though, Biden did blast the efforts of Trump and other Republicans to overturn the election, calling them, quote, extreme. He also noted how those efforts were continuously smacked down in the courts. Technically, this isn't the final step in the election process.
Great.
Congress still has to sign off on the results during a joint session on January 6th. There are some Republican lawmakers who vowed to put up a fight. But there doesn't seem to be a snowball's chance in hell that they'll get what they want. So that's that. And we'll see.
Am I the only one that was bothered by Biden coughing a lot during his speech yesterday?
I didn't watch the whole speech. Did he cough? I just
coughed quite a bit. Like, look, like maybe he's nursing a little something. I don't know. Oh, some hot tea, please.
All right. Well,
hey, somebody's got to ride his levels.
Way to play into the game there. Going into 2020, most of us weren't getting enough sleep already, and this was not the year to turn that around. According to a new survey, the average American slept about 47 minutes less every night in 2020 than in 2019. In 2019, we slept an average of 6 hours and 17 minutes a night. This year, it's down to 5 hours and 30 minutes. I'd be close to that. The average person also says they're going to bed earlier and waking up earlier than they did last year. That's me all the way, even last night. Went super early, was up at 2, went back to bed, got up at 5:30. That's the way I
am.
What do you do at 2 o'clock? I usually like to snack when I wake up in the middle of the night.
I'm not a snacker.
I can give you a nonverbal. All right. What do I do at 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
Pee-pee.
Oh.
Yeah, it's winky tank. Like, that's the drip, drip, drip of...
that's the reason you get up at 2.
That's the painful drip, drip, drip of gonorrhea.
And Mike, how's that going?
I don't know why I said that, but what?
How's your gonorrhea going? I know you've been treating it.
You know what?
He's hoping the vaccine takes care.
It ebbs and it flows.
More ebbs,
really,
I guess.
Really does. Yes, doing fine.
Good for you.
Researchers at UCLA studied almost 1 million surgeries. Listen, if you got something coming up, please listen to this.
Yes.
I am just the messenger.
Okay.
I will start again. Researchers at UCLA studied almost 1 million surgeries between 2011 and 2014, and they found that people who had their surgery on the surgeon's birthday had a 23% higher chance of dying on the table.
Oh, my God.
23%.
Birthdays.
Why? The researchers aren't sure. Of course they're not. But they do think it could be that surgeons are a little more distracted on their birthdays, just like the rest of us. Isn't that, that's terrible, isn't it, when you think
happy
about that? all right,
happy
let's make the incision here. And that went a little longer than I thought.
Happy
I was fantasizing about my wife's sheet cake that she got for my birthday.
Yeah, we got back your x-rays. There's 32 candles in your stomach.
Now some Corona quick hits for you. Pepperidge Farm is warning people that we might see a Milano cookie shortage during the holidays.
No!
Yes, I'm sorry.
No!
They say it's a mix of production issues because of the pandemic and more demand for the cookies. Santa is a super spreader. Santa visited a nursing home in Antwerp, Belgium. And now 75 people there have tested positive for the COVID.
Oh, no.
And here in the U.S., about 50 kids in Georgia are now quarantined after posing for pictures with Santa and Mrs. Claus at a parade. Duh. and both clauses wound up testing positive for the coronavirus. Two women in bikinis posted an Instagram video of them twerking in a public fountain in Seville, Spain at 4:31 a.m. And now they've been fined for breaking the coronavirus curfew and not wearing masks in public. They were wearing masks. They were just on their asses.
Ass masks.
A guy who took a 4.5-hour jet ski ride from Scotland to the Isle of Man to visit his girlfriend was sentenced to 4 weeks in jail for violating the Isle of Man's very strict coronavirus restrictions. 4.5 hours on a jet ski? That's a lot of pound.
Is.
That's open ocean.
Yeah.
That's stunning. And a company that sells doomsday bunkers says sales are up 2,000% as the pandemic goes on.
See, I told you, worldless. Globalists.
Build your bunker right now. Hide down there into the globalist pedophiles.
I can't start my jet ski.
Hello, stupid people. Taking my 4.5-hour trip over to the Isle of Man. Because I love you.
Some Costco warehouses have started selling giant bottles of Vieux Clicquot champagne. Giant bottles. It's the champagne.
Great champagne.
The bottle is 6 liters. Carrie?
Oh, she's probably over there now.
That is more than 1.5 gallons of champagne, and it's going to set you back $830.
Oof. Ooh.
It's actually a bad deal.
Yeah.
A regular 750-milliliter bottle of VU sells for $60 at wine.com. Aren't they cheaper at Costco, Rob?
I think it's like $40 at Costco.
$49 or something, $47.
Something like that. It's a better deal than buying Dom. It's a better champagne than Dom, I think, too.
Well, it would cost you $480 to get the same amount of champagne at Costco that they're selling for $830. So you're really paying for the giant bottle.
They have names for those giant bottles, and I think it's like a Methuselah or something like that. They have names for the big bottles,
Old. And now a little something-something, a long kicker here.
All right, Oscars,
bear with
me. Get comfortable.
It includes my favorite subject, cats and dialects. A British woman whose cat went missing in November of 2019 was reunited with a pet more than a year later when the feline turned up 70 miles away. 70-year-old Sybil Gillett of Doncaster, England, said her long-haired black cat, Lado, went missing from her home in November 2019. Gillett said she searched for Lado and put up posters bearing his pictures, but there was no sign of her beloved cat. It turned out Lado had shown up in April in the garden of Karen Rice, who lives 75 miles away in Snodgrass.
Oh, Snodgrass. Beautiful.
As the nights got colder, I tried coaxing him in, but he seemed to prefer being outdoors, whatever the weather. There was some tension with one of my other cats, and I knew that if they couldn't accept him, I would need to contact Cats Protection to find him a new home.
Rice said she had borrowed a microchip scanner to check the status of the chips in her own cats, and she decided to try it on the cat living in her garden.
I couldn't believe it when he was chipped. I contacted my local Cats Protection branch, gave them the chip number. The next day, they phoned to tell me that the owner had been traced. She was over the moon that her cat had been found.
Gillat said that she had kept Lado's bedding, toys, and scratching post in the hopes that the cat would someday return. Lado showed little emotion about the reunion, puked up something yellow, and then urinated on the new carpet before scratching her owner and hiding and hissing under the dining room table. Thank you very much.
Lado.
Rather long one today, but...
Oh, Lado.
Same theme, Lado.
Lado.
Lado, you disinterested bastard. That's it. We have to... break. We'll come back with the audio ball right here on the Michael Merritt Show. It's up, show.
Hello, this is Morgan Freeman, and a lot of people ask me, what is your favorite holiday tradition? Well, I'll tell you. I love to gather the whole family around and serve my favorite Christmas beverage, a big piping hot mug of mulled wine. That's right. Cinnamon sticks, spices, delicious. And if you drink five or six of them, you get a really good buzz. Then we have some edibles. And boy, does the high last a long time after that. Yes, there's nothing quite as nice as mulled wine followed by getting high with family and friends during the holiday season. Happy Christmas to each and every one of you, and make sure that you read the card when you open the gift. All right? Well, I know it's not a birthday. Just read the card. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Morgan. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. And hey, fellas.
Yes.
Let me slide this one in here for Derm Glow Skin.
Yeah,
DermGlowSkin.com. Carla is very gratified that all you hairy men out there are requesting lovely, lovely products from Derm Glow Skin for their wives. She's very excited about that. So, hairy men, keep on coming. We appreciate that. This is not Derm Glow Skin. This is bonus packages.
Yes, of course.
As regulars clockwork every December, the year comes to an end and Christmas draws near. And there's always things that there are always things that you can depend on every year. That will not be a jar violation.
Okay.
That's his grammar flaw that he's always had. You can bet that poinsettias are still poisonous to dogs.
So true.
It is true. It's like a PSA.
You know that your blue spruce will drop more needles than a heroin addict ditching evidence. And even though it tastes sweet, when a stray cat eats your leaking antifreeze, it will likely pass away.
What? Cats love antifreeze, but it kills them.
If you leave that Christmas turkey on the counter too long, you will get sick from the bacteria.
Be careful, Oscar.
This is putting me in the Christmas spirit. And Santa will probably lose a toe before 2021. It's the beatus.
It is.
The diabetes.
Yeah.
Count on it. Lucky. You can always depend on a Mike O'Mara bonus show subscription. It's a gift that is perfect for everyone on your list, even yourself, and still dependably simple. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the bonus banner, and great horny toads, every bonus show ever right at your fingertips. The bonus show, now and forever, your Christmas passport to the Yuletide Asport. Buy it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Nobody wants a skinny Santa, but St. Nick, your A1C is off the charge. Eat a f***ing salad, for God's sake.
Santa's A1C.
Let's open up the, thank you, A1C. This A1C is Mrs. Claus.
Hey, look out!
Let's watch out. There we go.
Yeah, better not pout. Mike, I like this quarantine. Let's see how we do.
Rudolph, you don't have to put on the red nose. This Christmas is different. You and the others can just stay home. Rudolph.
It's good.
It is.
You don't have to light the way tonight. Santa's sleeping in. He said Amazon will make it right.
It's too good.
It is. It's a good voice. It's everything.
You don't have to put on the red nose.
Before anyone emails me, no, I'm not going to send it to you. bold opinion. I'm going to make a bold opinion. I love music. I love oldies music. I love Motown music. I think Smokey Robinson has always been overrated. He's not that great of a singer. Oh. He is a great businessman, but he's not that great of a singer. And after
How
playing this
tape,
well, I said it was bold.
I'm with him. I'm with Rob. I'm
you
with
put him
Spiewak
against. If you
one.
Put him against Marvin Gaye, there is no comparison.
But who's
oh, I
putting,
totally agree
but
with
who's
that.
Who's putting him against Marvin? Are they contemporaries? Are
absolutely.
The
well, the thing is he was a part owner of Motown Records, so he surrounded himself with talent and sort of bought himself hit records. Smokey Robinson did. But here is, I've never really questioned his intelligence until I found this video of him on Cameo. I think his Cameo rate is like $350, something like that.
He's a legend.
And he wanted to do. He was requested to do a holiday greeting for some of his Jewish fans, and I'm not sure he got it right.
I was contacted by your sons, Jeff and Jera, and they wanted me to wish you Happy Chanukah. I have no idea what Chanukah is, but Happy Chanukah because they said so. Anyway, God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chanukah. Have a wonderful time.
Smokey.
There you go. Enough said. Some things don't need any Cameo. Further explanation.
Is not for everybody.
No, it's not. Mm. It's not.
I don't even know if I have a Cameo or not.
Didn't you,
I think I do.
I think you submitted, didn't you?
But it's like everything I do. I didn't follow up.
All right. Mike, imagine.
I care about this show.
I think, honestly, I think you're too good for it.
Too good for Cameo?
Yeah.
Not during the holidays. You know,
not during Chanukah.
I'll look at that American Express bill. I'll tell you. I could use it. I use a couple. You know, I'll do it. I'll go crazy. You want me to do you a Cameo?
Yeah, you. But there is a chip in you, and I love you. But
yeah.
You don't. When that thing tells you need to do something, you're like, I'm not going to do that. On your time.
Oh, like when it's like if I get instructions.
Yeah.
Like directions on what I'm supposed to do.
It's demanding.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, yeah. No. F*** it. All right. Thank you.
Imagine my delight when I find out that this week, effective yesterday, Loudoun County sent all the kids home for virtual learning again. It's done. So
till the end of the year?
Yep, it's all done. And so they wondered, will there be snow days? Because as you know, we're getting snowvid tomorrow, Mike. The blizzard is coming to the Washington, D.C. area.
Five to six inches.
All right, we'll talk about it because you know it's going to change. Let's plan a segment to talk about it tomorrow. Let's find out.
So who did they talk to about snow days in Loudoun County? Yes, he did a virtual press tour. Ooh, Wade Byard, yes!
I think it'll be a hint of normalcy in a very different year.
Yeah.
And it's an annual celebration. The first snow day is always a lot of fun.
If there is enough snow in Loudoun County, indeed, kids will get a snow day, according to Wade Byard, spokesperson for Loudoun County Public Schools. Because, look,
is she excited?
He knows there's something.
Shut up.
Is she excited to be on TV? What is the chip? Why do they have to be like 10 years in the business before they turn that excitement level down? You're on TV. You got the gig. Chill.
It's called the Holly Morris Factor.
Are the kids back in school, or am I missing something in
Loudoun County? They sent them all back home. There was some that had gone back, and now they're all gone. They've all back
home. Yeah, so wouldn't they just do virtual learning if it's snowing outside?
Well, the thing is that they're going to do it because it's fun, and also because there might be power issues.
Okay, gotcha.
Down here in Florida, they're all the kids are not only back in school, but they take different field trips to nursing homes for a hugging tour.
Well, the good news, Mike,
it's
called
the
Ron DeSantis hugging tour.
I think they took a cue from your daughter's turkey. I heard this morning they've already brined Wisconsin Avenue.
Yeah, very, very exciting.
They don't call it salting the roads anymore. They brine them.
They brine the roads. But brining the roads is a big deal. It works.
Huge. It does work.
Especially with that. You don't get that nasty base down that the snow can pile up.
And also the skin is so crispy.
Thank you.
Now, okay. Let's close with this. This is viral comedy. Have you heard about the addicted trick?
No.
All right. This is where you instruct someone to answer every question with the word addicted. And this guy, it's a funny gag, sort of, but I'm not sure you should play it on your mom.
After every sentence I say, you have to say addicted. You got it?
Got it.
When you drink too much alcohol, what are you?
Addicted.
If you take too many drugs, what are you?
Addicted.
What hit you in the face last night?
Addicted. What hit me in the face?
Yeah, what hit you in the face last night?
Merry Christmas.
Got a good sense of humor.
That's funny.
My mom would punch me in the face.
Have a great Tuesday, everybody. That's your magic mom, audio vault.
That's one. Thank you.
Mother.
Carly, you going to work yet? I have a joke for you.
I have a series of questions.
A series of questions for you. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with the Snowmageddon alert.
Yes.
For our nation's capital. There's no city that reacts quite like Washington, D.C. to a potential blizzard.
It's
I know
magical,
the boys
Mike,
will want to talk about
the
it tomorrow.
The snow should start during the show tomorrow.
Very exciting.
Yes.
Very, very exciting. We'll discuss that, among other things, when we come back on tomorrow's show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Addicted.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MichaelMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.
It's done, Joe. They packed your things. They're loading your car.
Pandemic.